Sagt mir Ulle Nehmer Birkenen said, a halacha done not by foot is not a valid halacha. We see that Birkenen held that if it's done in this way, it cannot be rectified. Rav Nachman asked Ulle, a Mishnah says, if the blood spilled from the kli sharis onto the floor and the kohen then picked it up, it's kosher. Now, surely some of the blood moved towards the mizbech when it fell out of the keli, and we see that even though the blood moved there without the halacha done by foot, it's still kosher. Mar said the Mishnah is talking about where the blood spilled in the direction away from the mizbech. Correct, the Mar, come on. When liquid spills, it goes in all directions, so some of it must have gone towards the mizbech. And for the Mar, the cases where it spilled on an incline that inclined away from the mizbech, or we can say that it spilled into a hole and therefore it didn't spread from there, or we can say that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the blood was very thick and therefore it did not spread once it hit the floor. Fekma with the Tana teach a case that has such narrow application. Also, when the later Mishnah wants to give the corresponding case of where it would be puzzle, it gives a case of where it spills onto the floor before even being placed into the kli sharis. Now, why didn't you just give both cases, say, after it was in a kli sharis, it spilled from the kli sharis, but when it falls towards the mizbech, it's puzzle. When it falls away, it's kosher. The Tiyufta of Ula. The Mar continues, we learned the question of whether halacha not by foot is kosher is actually the machlekes between Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan in our Mishnah. Everyone would agree that improper intent during a long halacha, meaning halacha by foot, would make the carbon into pigle. The machlekes is was only a short halacha, meaning he put the blood on the mizbech by just stretching out his hand. Rav Shimon would hold it's not a halacha, and that's why an improper intent that was had during that time would not make it pigle. Rabbanan say that is a halacha, and therefore it could make it pigle the intent had during that time. In fact, Mar and Yisrael, they laughed at this understanding to Rav Shimon's view. If Rav Shimon holds that a short halacha is not a halacha, then in the case of a bird chatos, how would it ever become pigle? And we know that it can. If he had an improper intent before the blood came out of the bird, it would not become pigle because that's considered to be a short halacha. If he had the improper thought after the blood came out of the bird, but before the blood reached the mizbech, at that point the mitzvah is already done, it can no longer become pigle. Everything more, we can say it became pigle for an intent had between the time the blood leaves the bird and before it hits the mizbech. In fact, we find that the avodah is not considered completed until the blood reaches the mizbech. Rav Zeir said, if a kohen did zrika and his hand was cut off before the blood reached the mizbech, making him a bal mum, the zrika would be puzzled based on a pasuk. Based on this, this could not have been the reason that they left in Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Papa and Rav Huna, the son of Yeshua, came from Rav, and they said that the reason they left is because in our Mishnah, they're clearly arguing about a case of a long halacha. Rather, it's regarding a short halacha that everyone agrees that an improper intent would not make the carbon into pickle. It's regarding an intent had during the long halacha that there's machlekes. Talking about Rav Aita, if the halacha was done by a czar, and a kohen then took the blood back to the starting point and did the halacha again, there's a machlekes between the sons of Rav Chiya and Rav Yanai, what would the halacha be? One says it'd be kosher because the halacha can be rectified, and the other says it's possible because it cannot be rectified. Mara says, if a kohen did the halacha and a non-kohen then took the blood back to the starting point and the halacha and did the halacha again, so Rav Simi said that the one who in the previous case said it was kosher would hold in this case it's puzzle, and vice versa. Rava said no, even in this case, even the one who said it was puzzle in the previous case would hold his puzzle over here as well, because once the blood is taken back to the starting point, it's necessary to take it back to the mizbeach, and therefore that's considered part of the halacha, which needs to be done properly as well. Rabbi Yirmiyah said to Ravashi that Rabbi Yirmiyah Medifti said whether the second trip to the mizbeach is considered to be the avodah of halacha is actually machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanan in our Mishnah, based on the explanation of Rava, who says that they agree that if after the kabbalah the kohen walked further away from the mizbeach, that would be an unnecessary walking, and improper intent would therefore not make it pigle at that point in time. The machlokes is where it was brought to the mizbeach and then taken away. In that case, Rabbanan say the second trip to the mizbeach is considered to be a full halacha. Rabbi Eliezer says it's not. Abaye asks, the Braisa says that the case of an unnecessary halacha according to Rabbi Eliezer is where after the kabbalah, the kohen takes it further away from his mizbech. This suggests that if after taking it to his mizbech, he then takes it away, the return trip would be a necessary halacha. And for the more, Rava said, if that's what the Braisa says, I retract my explanation. Hadalach perekol hazvachim. Perek kol hazvachim shekiblu damon, perek sheni. Zok the Hedig Mishnah Psiyat Dishmai, if the kabbalah of the blood of a carbon was done by a zor, or an oinan, or a tful yom, or a mechusik apurim, or by a kohen who wasn't wearing all the bidei kohuna, or by someone who didn't wash his hands, by a kohen who didn't do a rechitzas dam v'raglayim by the kiyar, or if he didn't have a bris mila, or he was tamei, or he was sitting, or he was standing on kalim, or he was standing on an animal, or on someone else's feet, the kabbalah is puzzle. If he did the kabbalah with his left hand, it's puzzle. Rav Shimon says it would be kosher. In fact, how do we know the avodah of a zar is puzzle? So Levi taught, the pasuk says, Daber el aron v'albonov v'yenozru mikotcher b'nei Yisrael v'lo yichalalu. The pasuk speaks of a tamei kohen and teaches that he may not do the avodah avida of a carbon of the Bnei Yisrael. What does it mean? What does the word Bnei Yisrael come to exclude? It can't exclude the carbonas of women because they can't be brought by Tamei Kohen either. It can't exclude the carbon of a goy because even the tzitz, which normally helps to make to make kosher, a carbon that was offered when Tamei, doesn't help for a goy. So certainly we can't say that this carbon can be brought by Tamei Kohen. Rather, the pasuk should be understood as follows: V'nozru mikodshe, which teaches that a Tamei Kohen may not bring any carbon, and Bnei Yisrael v'leichalu teaches that a zor may not do any of the avoidus.